My dearly beloved in Christ, this Feast of All Saints is a very important, significant feast for several reasons. First of all, it is our opportunity to make up to the saints for any deficiency in our devotion to them over the past year. It also is an opportunity for us to reflect upon the saints and to stimulate ourselves to strive to imitate them, to become one of them. And sometimes we hear people making a statement like, oh, I could never be a saint. But after all, if we do not become saints, we will not get to heaven, because everyone who is in heaven is a saint. There are saints from all walks of life, all various daily duties and different ages and conditions. And yet all of them are beloved by God. So we should desire to become one of them. And we should think to ourselves, if they did it, so can I. The saints were made of the same flesh and blood that we are. They had the same fallen human nature, which they had to overcome. They had temptations. They had discouragement. They had trials and difficulties. And they overcame. They won the victory, the palm, as it says in the Apocalypse, with palms in their hands. So they achieved that victory. And we also can do so. And in fact, we must do so if we wish to get to heaven. Now, sometimes when we say a saint, if you ask yourself or someone asks you, what is a saint? We tend to think of a saint as someone who is very extraordinary. And indeed, there were wonderful saints who did heroic things. And we read about their lives and we think to ourselves, well, I couldn't do that. But that doesn't mean we cannot become a saint. Because when you think about it, every single person in heaven is a saint, not just those who are canonized by the church. And the souls in purgatory are all saints because they are all in the state of sanctifying grace. It is the state of sanctifying grace that sanctifies us. And so, that being the case, we also can be called saints, the members of the church militant who are in the state of grace are saints. Because God looks upon us and he sees there the life of sanctifying grace, which is a reflection of his own image. And he loves us and cherishes us and sees that likeness of his own life in us. So let us strive for sanctity and let us strive to become a saint and not give in to discouragement and say, well, that would be too much for me. I cannot do that. It reminds us of the famous saying of St. Augustine, who said, if others have done it, why cannot I do it? If they have achieved sanctity, and some of them, after all, had been great sinners at one time, and they overcame, they conquered sin, they were converted, they changed their lives and became even great saints. And again, if they have done it, why cannot I do it? Well, of course, the answer is we can with God's help. Because you see, there's two things that make a saint. One is the grace of God, and the other is the cooperation of the individual. And God will not be lacking in his grace. The problem is, are we doing our part? God gave us a free will, and we can cooperate with his grace, make use of his grace to sanctify ourselves, to conquer our faults, to practice virtue, and that is what becoming a saint is all about. So let us never say, I can't do it. I cannot become a saint. The fact of the matter is, we must if we want to get to heaven. And we can with God's help. His grace will not be wanting. The question is, will our cooperation be there? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.